first, I'd like to ask, Keith, you had a list of where you got the voter registration forms from and your uses, and I think you were reading off of a typewritten list.
I'm actually, just before leaving the other day, I was trying my best to prepare. We certified an election, had four recounts, I was recounting ballots yesterday afternoon at 3:00 before I headed to the airport. What I have is a printout from our system. Where'd I go here?
I just wanted to ask on behalf of the committee to get a copy of that, because I am not a voter registrar, and I think it'd be really interesting for us.
This is an MVRA statistics report out of our system from January 1st of '07 till October 31st of this year, basically indicating all of the voter registration activities that have taken place, where we got the registrations from, the number of them that were made active, confirmed, number of name changes, number of registrants deleted, number of registrants made inactive.
So, yeah, if we could get a copy of that, that'd be cool. Oh, thank you so much. All right, I have it, and I'll give it to other people. And now, do we have questions from the committee? I'll go with Francis first. Could you please speak very close to that microphone?
I think that if I heard correctly, all morning long, there have really been only two sort of suggestions put on the table in terms of how to improve voter registration systems in this country. One is to use the 9-digit social security number instead of just 4, and the other is to try to verify identity at time of registration. I think that's all I've heard this morning. I'm just curious if I missed something, and if maybe I could reframe it as, are there any other suggestions from the panelists for how we could improve in a realistic way? I mean, people can differ as to whether either of those ideas are realistic either. I'm not interested in, you know, political viability here. I'm just interested in concepts that would work.
Well, the one thing, and this sort of goes back to what we've all sort of talked about, the handwritten aspect. If we had a similar kind of DRE thing, the whole point of the DRE theoretically was you get a chance to look at your vote before you determine it's good. Well, if in fact you could have on the screen your name and address written in, verify that before you left the office, that I think would have a lot to do with it too. Of course, it does require the local official to make sure that that is done. But as he said, I mean, a lot of the problem is once it's in the system, you can't really fix it very easily. And or if you do, it's like nobody really cares whether their name says W. Dan or William Daniel. But I think if you could at least at the outset start for new registrants, that might be one way to start.
Well, I believe that the, I mean, you got a 9-digit social security number and you're trying to match the last 4, and by their own admission, it'll bring up 40,000 potential matches. You know, fuzzy math isn't something we really try to use at the local level in election. We don't even really acknowledge that word. That'll get us in trouble. And if you don't do it at the point of registration, then it's back to this method where it's just always after the fact and always catch up. Even if they were voluntary at the point of registration, you know, fact of the matter is the people that come in and register and deal with us face to face, and we can, you know, answer any questions right there, that there's no problems with those registrations. But we're getting them from so many sources, and you know, sometimes we're not getting them. I can't tell you how many people come in and say they registered at the vocational school or the high school, and we don't have it. The other thing I think it's important to understand here, too, is I really can't tell you how many times my staff or I have filled out a voter registration form for someone to sign because they can't read or write. That happens more than you think. So if they're doing that in our office, we can accommodate them. If they're doing that off-premise somewhere, at a voter registration drive or at a vocational school, or well, it shouldn't be the vocational school, I suppose, if they can't read or write. But, you know, that's part of this too. You know, if we do not get good, clean data at the head end, then from there on, we're playing catch-up. And that's, I think, why we're here today, is we're trying to figure out how to verify information that has perhaps changed or is incorrect in some manner after the fact.
Okay, I think there was another one in this row, yeah?
If I could add one thing, I agree with Keith. The one thing that we might want to look towards is look at the